Have you listened to the show for a while? You know the
show? I've been listening to this show
couple
for a
years?
While, yes. 12 years to be exact.
12 years, okay.
Yeah.
So there was a guy that used to do our traffic reports on our program.
Right.
But he got fired because he said the F word.
No, I did. Will you stop that? I did not get fired.
He said the F word
on
Channel 6.
Don't worry, Tom.
And
that's why I got fired.
They let him go. But
no.
Tom Berg, our traffic reporter from back in the 80s.
Back in the day.
Is on the phone with us now. Right now. He's battling cancer.
Yeah, can you believe that? Of all the things.
It.
I come back from vacation. I think I've got like a stomach ache or something.
Yeah.
And then I go get it checked out. And they're like, dude, you've got a tumor, so
so
I had to get it checked out. It's in my, you know, I don't want to be Debbie Downer or anything,
no,
but
it's okay.
But it's in my colon, it's in my liver,
oh.
it's in my lymph nodes and my lungs. So yeah, it's not fun. You know, I've lost about 30-40 pounds on it. And
that's the good thing.
Yeah, well,
that's not the way you want to lose.
No,
weight.
No,
yeah,
that's not the way you want to lose it.
You want to lose weight, though, don't you?
Have you gone clothes shopping?
You know what? I had to because I went from like a 36 waist down to like a 31.
That's nice.
It is, but not the way
I know. I'm trying to be positive.
You know what? I am too. I'm still working. I'm still on the air up here in Northwestern Indiana.
He does radio at in Knox.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Knox, Indiana.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's got a wound vac on him. Now if you go ahead and Google that.
Don't Google it.
Favor.
Don't do it.
Google wound vac.
Don't do it.
I have a strong stomach and that made me almost bomb.
Yeah.
I thought this was going to be something that was like something you wouldn't expect. But it is exactly what it sounds like.
What is a wound vac?
A wound vac is exactly what you think it is. I had a port put in to help make my chemo easier.
Yeah.
But the port became infected, so they had to take it out. And when they took it out, there was all this pus and all this junk that was still in the wound. So this wound vac is basically sucking out all the pus and closing up the wound where the port was.
That's the fun.
Thanks
for ruining my breakfast. I mean, you have cancer.
You're very welcome.
Yeah.
You know, I get a pass, right?
How is that the most pus you've ever seen?
I would say so. Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
That's some good. No, that's not right. Tom is my favorite guy. I mean, I've known him for a long time. What I wanted to do was be more prepared, but we went and got drunk again last night.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to gather. We'll have to have you on next week, but I do want to tie this into Cancer Sucks Party 2 tonight.
Right.
But I do want to get some highlights, some great clips from Tom through the years that he was on the show. One of my favorite moments.
Oh.
Where we stole his Yoda character.
Yep, I did the traffic at the Channel 6 studios downtown, and I had like my little studio, you know, decorated with some stuff. And
you like Star Wars, so you have all these Star Wars characters.
And I had a little Yoda there, and somebody, Dave Smiley, stole it. Oh, it was so funny.
What did we do to it? Didn't we put it somewhere?
You took it to the station, and you took pictures of it, and, you know, made it like it was a ransom or something like that.
Yeah.
We have your Yoda.
We have your Yoda. I mean, this guy is crazy about Star Wars, like almost too, like crazy.
Yeah, almost too much. But you know what? There's a guy I visited. I had a bucket list trip that I was on. Last week,
what did you explain that you were just you know saying
well
cancer,
I was
they,
next
they give you a certain amount of time they say like you are not going to live right
yeah they, well
they
the doctor down at IU one of the hospitals said you know you're only going to have a couple of years if you don't get this taken care of you know if you go through chemo we may extend your life a little bit
okay.
So anyway, I had a vacation I was planning for next summer and then when this diagnosis came down. You know, some friends of mine here, the boss here at the radio station, and a friend of mine here said, "Well, let's do a GoFundMe account and let's get this trip underway as soon as we can while Tom is still relatively healthy." So I had a chance to go. I went to Vegas, and then I went to San Francisco, California, and it was great. It was great.
Was it awesome?
It was awesome.
Where did you stay in Vegas?
The Monte Carlo, the Hotel 32, up on the top floor of Monte Carlo, which is
wonderful.
Awesome. Every time I went to Vegas, he'd always like, Get me a chip from Planet Hollywood.
I did that this time around, too. Every casino I went into, I got a $5 chip from any place that I hadn't. So I've got like a collection of like 10 of them now.
Did you take advantage of that new rock and bod, Tom?
Yeah, exactly.
A few ladies of the night up to that.
Yeah.
Oh,
It's legal there.
What exactly else was on your bucket list?
Oh, no, nothing like that. But I played in a poker tournament out there, didn't win, but had fun. I did the indoor skydiving. Have you ever done that?
Oh, I've seen it.
I saw your video. That looked pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, doing the indoor skydiving. And then we did a helicopter ride over the Grand Canyon. And we did the Grand Canyon and the Strip.
Indoor skydiving just doesn't sound safe, does it? It's like, listen, you always crash.
Well,
there's like a safer version.
It's very well padded. Very well padded out there.
Okay. Oh, is there a big pillow at the bottom in case the chute doesn't open?
San Francisco was interesting. We went to San Francisco afterwards, and you know how they have all these great places to eat. And we wanted to find some unique San Francisco type places to go out to. We went to a place, and this is called the Stinking Rose. Is the name of the place?
Mm.
The Stinking Rose.
Stinking
what do you what,
Rose.
What is the theme of what you would think the Stinking Rose would be?
A smelly, smelly, rotting flower.
Yeah, I mean, I just know San Francisco, that Fisherman's Wharf or whatever it is, mm-hmm. where they have the Seal Beach or whatever it is, the seals all...
Right.
So well, it's probably smelly seal poop.
I feel like it's the name of a ship.
The Stinking Rose, the theme of the restaurant was garlic. Everything in the restaurant had garlic on it. I mean,
totally eat there.
The chicken, the meatloaf. As a matter of fact, the appetizer was garlic cloves soaked in olive oil.
Wow. That sounds good.
Oh, man. They were so soft. You could eat them. It was amazing. Yeah, and I did go to Fisherman's Wharf. We did Alcatraz. Yep. And,
nice.
And while I was out.
You go down the crazy road. You went to the top of the hill.
Yep.
And you went down that.
Lombard Street. We drove down that a couple of times.
Listen to this guy. Full of life. Doing so much. I mean, I never heard Tom more fired up.
I know.
Well, you know
That's
what?
Awesome.
You know what? While I'm still healthy, I'm taking, you know, and it was because of the listeners here, and there were donations from Indianapolis. There were donations from all over. People donated to help me make my dreams come true, if I can say it like that.
Yeah.
I got a chance to go on this trip, flew out on Virgin America, which is a fun airline to fly on if you ever fly out on Virgin America.
Is that
America.
The double-decker thing
no.
where you get to go to the bar upstairs?
No, that's the mood lighting place. That
okay.
was the mood lighting place. That was great. Well, anyway, I had a wonderful time. Everyone has been just so generous. And, you know, I'm still feeling well. They're saying, you know... I've got 3 more rounds of chemo to go. Then they're going to re-diagnose my tumor and see where I'm at.
Nice.
So that's a good
thing. It could be good news, though.
It could be, because you know what? I haven't had to take a pain pill in like about a week.
That's awesome.
And usually I take those. I took those originally because of the tumor that was in they call it the transverse colon. And I haven't had to take one for a while. So I'm hoping that's a good sign.
Producer Will takes pain pills every day.
I'm so sorry.
And there's no pain.
That's right.
Other than sadness.
Not anymore.
If
you take a pain pill every day, there is no pain.
But you know what? I'm still able to work, and I'm still able to, you know, have fun every day. And I think work is the best. It sounds cheesy, but, you know, if you do a job you love, you know, work is definitely the best therapy.
Radio.
And
loved it.
And if you want to friend me on Facebook, or I've got a cancer group too. Tommy B's Journey Through Fighting Cancer. It's a long title, but
Tommy
B's Journey Through Fighting Cancer.
Okay.
It's like a closed group, but it's got all the pictures from my trip. It's got, you know, the pictures from the chemo hospital. It's amazing stuff.
If I could just, I'm gonna try to find a highlight reel of some fun stuff, like the songs we used to Smiley Idol.
Oh my God, a sandwich!
Oh my God, a sandwich! That was his famous line. Yeah, I don't know where that even came from, but one time he said, "Oh my God, a sandwich!"
I don't either.
I played over and over again.
I love singing along to your Friday song.
Yeah, Friday, you love that song. You want to like, yeah, I gotta get a copy of the Friday song.
Yep.
I play it on my show.
That's right. That's right. And I play it here every Friday.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I would just keep rocking out the wishes, man. What else do you want to do?
Oh, well, you know what? I've got, because I'm in northwestern Indiana, I probably won't take another, like, a week vacation, but I'm thinking of, like, a long weekend in Chicago.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Because I'm like a couple hours away by train. So yeah, I'm thinking about doing that. I'm thinking about, you know, maybe going. I haven't been to Indianapolis for an extended period of time in a while. So I'm thinking of coming down, maybe hanging out with you guys.
That might do it. Okay, let me know what your schedule is.
Oh.
I saw that,
that
on Facebook that you had Julie and Steve and Paul Poteet all on your show.
Well,
the old morning show. Here.
It was a surprise. Well, about a month ago, Julie and Steve said they were going to come up and hang out with me, and Paul Poteet was a surprise. He just showed up, you know. That's a crazy guy, and he showed up, and we did a show you know, just kind of talking to them and reminiscing and all that kind of stuff. And it was great to have them in here. It lifted my spirits a little bit. It was fun to have old radio guys come in and chit chat and reminisce and all that. It was great. Steve King drove 8.5 hours from Omaha.
Wow.
To be on the show that yesterday morning. And it
Julie
was
and Steve, yeah.
Yeah.
Steve King.
It was a blast.
Yeah, I saw the story on Channel 6. I heard that Rafael Sanchez was there, and I guess you hit him, apparently.
No. Rafael,
why are you hitting me, sir?
He was going up to South Bend to do a story. And he figured, well, you know, while I'm on my way, I'll just stop off and we can do a quick story with you. So that's what happened there.
Okay, Tom, I got to roll out of here.
All right, I do too.
Are you going to be at the Cancer Sucks party tonight?
You know what? I can't. I've got a commitment tomorrow. I've got to be at. But give KJ my best. Give everybody there my best. I miss you guys terribly.
Miss you too. And, KJ Sucks party tonight.
And congratulations to Will and your family. That's awesome news.
Thank you very much.
That is awesome news. And I miss you guys. And I am going to make plans to come down and see you. So don't be surprised one day.
That's
all right,
awesome.
Tom.